Lights on Friday night.
Fast gets the carry this time, and he's got some running room. 15, 10, Fast touchdown.
It's high school football on Platte River Radio Sports.
Trying to get around the end. He does. 20, 25, 30. He's going to go all the way to the house. He will score on the touchdown.
It's game day on The Breeze, 94.5. Last week, the offense of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks scored early.
Xander wants to throw the ball again. Play action pass, unloads downfield. He's got Cesar Tino out there. He makes the catch to the 25 down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
And often in a 48-6 route in what turned out to be a milestone victory.
Hastings St. Cecilia will win number 300. Head coach Carl Tesmer on the far sideline. Carl Tesmer picking up his 300th win here tonight in his career as a high school football coach.
But tonight, the Ravenna Blue Jays come to town, hoping to fly out of Duncan Field with a W. It's the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it's on The Breeze 94.5. Let's take you out to Duncan Field now to the Cornhusker Power Broadcast booth we go. Craig Eckert is on the call.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you sent for Hastings St. Cecilia and Ravenna tonight. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer. And coach, off to a great start last week, 48-6 win over Centennial. That was a solid ball game for you.
Really was, Mike. And, you know, we were apprehensive about the game, and it was a new opponent we hadn't played. And we were playing there in the heat and the long bus ride and everything. And we had our share of cramps, but I thought our offensive line played very, very well. Our backs, we've got a lot of confidence in them. You know, Brulliette runs for over 100 yards, and grapples right at 100 yards, and Schmidt passed for 175 or so yards, and Tino caught the ball well. And so offensively, we did a nice job, and then defensively, other than one big play by them, we played very, very well on defense. So it was a good test for us on the road, and it was a good opponent. We think that Centennial's going to win their share of ball games yet, and so, you know, not looking at the score but just looking at the way we played, we were pretty happy.
We knew Cesar Tino was a big play wide receiver from a year ago. He gets right back on the bus and jumps right back at it. Two receptions, 54 yards, touchdowns for you guys last week.
Well, they were big plays, and they came at good times. You know, the first one was the touchdown early in the game, and then the other one was right before the half. And at that point, it was only 14-6, and that kind of helped us kind of get fired up a little better for the to come out in the second half. And I think it took a little bit out of Centennial. But, you know, Tino's got that way of getting open. He's very quick, very quick. Good moves, and Schmidt got the ball to him, and then he can do something with it after he catches it.
Your defense came up with three interceptions a week ago against Centennial. Luke Carey, I think a brand new starter for you, comes up with two interceptions in that game.
Well, Luke prepared hard, and you know what happens when you prepare and prepare well, good things happen, and he was in a position to make plays, and we were happy for Luke Carey and his two interceptions. And then Driscoll came up with a nice sideline interception there too also. And so, you know, we were happy with our secondary. Other than what a kind of a busted play early, we played very, very well back there. And then we had another turnover off the kickoff. And so we had four turnovers in the ball game that really helped us.
So on to Ravenna, a team that knocked off Superior last week 41-0. And anytime we play Ravenna, we know it's going to be a great football game, and this year should be no different.
They're always ready for us, Mike. And, you know, Coach Hudson gets them going, and they play the run exceptionally well. They have played us tough in the trenches 2 years in a row, and we've had good football teams up front with a lot of big people, and we always have trouble running on them because they're not afraid to stay right in there and go toe-to-toe with you. And that's just the type of people they are and the way they're coached, and a lot of respect for them. And, you know, they've graduated a lot of good athletes here just in the last good, you know, people that have been there for on a three-year ride for them. But they still have good people. Kermosta's at quarterback, and he'll do a real nice job. And, you know, 22's an outstanding quick receiver for them, so they can do some things with the ball. And, you know, they won big last week. That was a good win for them, good home win, and you know, it'll be another tough game for us.
Coach, talk about where Ravenna will do offensively. They always show us a number of looks.
Well, a lot of misdirection with motion. You know, they like to belly, too. They like to get in the gun and kind of from there kind of read your defensive end. If you close on it, and he's got the man in motion coming around, and you can run the option with it, or you'll get underneath it, the quarterback will, and read your five technique. And then if he doesn't close on it, then they got the eye back blocking your defensive end, and he's following in behind him. So, you know, it's some design stuff. You know, it's an offense that's got everybody, you know, taken care of and a reason for everything, and they run it well. They've, you know, it's a system that you install. They've had it, you know, coach has been there long enough that everybody, their kids know what they're going to do. And so it's very effective, and, you know, it had its way with us last year. We had plenty of problems with it, and trying to get the ball back. They had some long, sustained drives, didn't put a lot of points on the board, but, you know, we came up with a goal line stand right before half last year that was a big play in that game. And so I look for Ravana just to come right at us again. You know, they're younger. A lot of their good people have gone, but I see he's got enough offensive linemen with some size up front and a big fullback. And so, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get our misdirection going, our speed going. We'll be able to throw the ball well and kind of loosen them up a little bit, because they're going to play us tough right in the trenches.
Like I said, defensively, they are very good. We've had problems against their defense. What makes that defense so tough?
Well, just technique. You know, they're taught to stay low. He puts, you know, I think we counted six people in that defensive front that are over 200 pounds, and they're seniors, and they're not afraid to just stay low, stay hard, get in your face. They'll for defensive linemen, they'll cut you and drop down and try to submarine on you a little bit. But basically, their ends are tough. Everybody up front's tough. You know, like I said, those front six or seven up there are not afraid to hit, and then he's got enough people in the secondary. He puts them where he thinks you're going to be, and they're skilled athletes, but I just a lot of respect for the way they play up front. I keep coming back to that, and we'll have our hands full. I got a lot of confidence in our kids. I really hope and believe that we can run the ball against them at least this year a little better than we have in the past.
I was gonna say, probably the carbon copy game plan from a week ago. We did just about everything right.
Well, we did, and you know, there are a couple things. You know, I'm sure they're going to bring that free safety up on the line of scrimmage and try and take the option away from us, and so when they do that, you have to get through that line of scrimmage somewhere there and pop somebody, and we're hoping to do that with them. You know, get Graffel going, maybe with a trap play or a dive play. It might be a little stingy for a while, and we'll just have to be patient and stick with it, and then again, every now and then, get some kind of a play action pass going.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
On the New Tech pregame show, we've got Mark Hudson, coach of the Ravana Blue Jays, playing away and at an unusual field. Do we make too much of the situation at Duncan Field, coach?
No, I think it's pretty accurate. I think most people understand that it's different. But I think most people that are familiar with it also state that, you know, it's still a football field. So, you know, it's, I don't think too much is made out of it, but, you know, it is different. It is flat. Probably the toughest thing for us is, the assistant coach and the film situation. There's not enough room in the box, and it's really tough to get a bird's eye view. That's mm-hmm. probably the thing that's most difficult for us. You know, it's not ideal having fans right on top of you, but, we've coached in some small venues before where that's pretty common. So you get used to that, but yeah, the press box is difficult when you're used to having a little bit higher view of things going on Friday nights.
You took Superior by 41 last week. How indicative is that of the Ravana team?
I don't know yet. I think the next 2 weeks are really going to be a much better gauge for us. People ask me, was that them not being ready or us being better than you thought? And I said, you know, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, we've really shown some up and down moments here in the preseason. We've got some young talent, but you know, that's a double-edged sword because they're young. So, you know, we got off to a good start last week with a kickoff down to the 2-yard line, kick return down to the 2-yard line, and got a turnover when they had some momentum going. So things really went our way last week. We were at home and kind of a snowball rolling downhill, as the saying goes. But, you know, I still think that we've got a long, long ways to go as a football team. We lost a lot of experience and a lot of talent. Not that we can't be good at the end of the year, but, you know, right now we're focused on one game at a time, one play at a time, one series at a time, and eliminating the little mistakes.
Talking to Ravenna Blue Jay coach Mark Hudson on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Talk about your sophomore quarterback, Blake Cremosta. I know that St. Cecilia is worried about his mobility.
Well, you know, Blake does some good things. He's kind of one of those kids, and again, he's a sophomore, so I don't want to get too ahead of myself, and it was one football game, but you know, he kind of had to grow up at camp when another kid that we were looking at that still gets some snaps there, Siskowski, who's done a good job, both a running back and quarterback. You know, he went down at camp, and so Blake got all the snaps, and that's really benefited him. So he's a savvy kid. You know, he's good at a lot of sports. He's a huge sports fan, which, you know, anymore when we grew up, you know, you were glued to the TV or you were glued to the radio, and that's what you did. And now kids, they don't have that kind of that secondary education as far as terminology and how to do things and what the big boys do on Saturdays and Sundays. And Blake, you know, he's a huge fan, so he picks up on what Taylor Martinez is doing on a Saturday or what Peyton Manning is doing on a Sunday. So he's got a long ways to go. He's still learning, but he's a smart kid, and he's got a little bit of that savvy to him. But, you know, we're still going to play a couple different guys at that position and move some guys around, hopefully find a good fit for the home stretch in a couple of weeks here.
You're playing St. Cecilia. You got to be talking about stopping the run. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we could throw the kitchen sink at them and make a dent. So we're going to just coach our kids up as far as, you know, getting off the ball and trying to do some different things up front, you know, getting some gaps and show them some different looks. You know, in the past we've had some success, you know, stopping the run. And then, you know, Mr. Hamburger goes off and throws for, you know, however many yards he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of you got to pick your poison. And in general, we've decided to, you know, try and make him throw the ball. And like I said, Mr. Hamburger kind of made us pay for that the last couple of years. But, you know, they've got a great quarterback this year also. So we've just got to go out and play sound defense is what it comes down to. It's still really early in the year. We've got, you know, a lot of young kids that we got to make sure that they're still learning just the basics rather than, you know, any kind of fancy scheme that we'd put in to shut somebody down or to try and give us a better chance of shutting a team like St. Cecilia down. So we got to play sound fundamental four quarters of defense.
Coach, you talked a little bit about injuries, shaking up your quarterback situation. Anything similar happen anywhere else? Did you come out of the Superior game okay physically and et cetera?
You know, and I don't know if this will come across wrong, but, we're just not – we're still young enough and we're still green enough that we're not really coming off the ball enough to be super physical. So we haven't had a whole lot of injuries. We're a little banged up. We got a sprain here and there, and you know, we got one kid who gets some playing time that, you know, is still pretty young, but you know, he's going to get checked out. But we don't have anything catastrophic or anything that's caused us to shake up our entire team. So you know, we're just taking it one day at a time. And even if we have or would have something like that happen, to be honest with you, we've had so many combinations out there trying to find the right 11 this preseason camp that for the first time in a long time, we've got a little bit of depth. You know, now because we got a lot of guys that are the same talent level maybe, but you know, we've got some people that we could plug in if something did come up.
We've been talking to Coach Mark Hudson from the Ravenna Blue Jays visiting Duncan Field to take on the St. Cecilia Blue Hawk football team tonight. Coach, again, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for covering us.
More on the New Tech Seed pregame show coming up next here on KLIQ 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good evening, everyone, from Duncan Field. We are in the last throes of the pregame on field, and the New Tech Seed pregame report continues with the starting lineups here momentarily from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Let's take a look at the starting lineup, first of all, for both teams 1-0. Let's take a look at the visiting Blue Jays by 40-plus over Superior last week. They'll be starting Chance Bach at running back and defensive back. He's a sophomore, a freshman rather. Tom Sikowski is at running back and free safety. Blake Promosta, the sophomore, gets the nod at quarterback. Sid Techmeyer, he'll play tight end. Gator Schott will be the wide receiver. Trevin Behrendt, wide out. The other side, 140-pound senior. Cody Eskrit will play on defense and start on defense and tight end. He is a junior. The fullback is Josh Boardman. Left guard, Yannick Cottinger. Left tackle, Damian McElvey. The center is Tyler Douglas. Right guard, Alec Cromosta. Paul Bowers, the right tackle. And that's your starting offensive lineup for the Ravenna Blue Jays, beating Superior by 40 points last week. Similar margin for Hastings St. Cecilia last week against Centennial. They'll be starting Cannon Howell at one of the wide receiver spots. Xander Schmidt is the very effective quarterback with nearly 200 yards passing last week. Avery Driscoll is one of the running backs along with Avery, rather, is one of the wideouts. Cesar Tino is the wide receiver, a senior, 175-pounder. Nick Brouillette, running back, 140 and a senior. Joel Graffel, 210 and a senior at the fullback spot. We're about ready to tee things up here. Chris Hanford, Tommy O'Keefe, Lance Schmidt, and Sam Young round out the starters. We got a little bit of a late start on the pregame there, so the starting lineup's brought to you by 5 points Bank, the Better Bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. St. Cecilia won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. Excuse me, Ravenna run the toss, and then we'll defer to the second half, and they'll be kicking off to St. Cecilia. Brouillette back as a running, as a return man, picks it at the 20, across the 25 to about the 30-yard line, and stood up there by a host of Ravenna Blue Jays. Little action after the first tackle. Ball might have gotten loose, but Brouillette hung on to it, and he'll get all the way up to about the 35-yard line, about the 30-yard line. And beyond, call it first and 10 at the 32-yard line. As you're listening to KLIQ 94.5, you can hear us on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. I formation in back of Xander Schmidt now. As they switch out of that, go double wing with a single setback. Wide out to the left side under center Schmidt. Marks out the signals, and he'll hand off straight up the middle of the big guy. Graffel has it, and he fights forward to close to the 33, 34-yard line. A lot of hard yards there, but not a whole heck of a lot of distance.
Good physical run there by Graffel. They want to pound and ground early and get at Ravenna, and that is St. Cecilia's bread and butter, is the ground and pound. We'll see if they stick with it.
Ravenna's coach, Mark Hudson, a little bit tenuous in trying to assess his team this year. He lost a lot of strength as far as the senior leadership is concerned, and frankly, doesn't know if the 40-point win last week was indicative or not. Carl Tesmer was very upbeat, as you heard in the pregame show. Shotgun formation now for Schmidt as Tito goes in motion from the left to the right. He rolls to his right, does Schmidt. Now, Schmidt in with the, or rather Cremosa in with the tackle for a loss. It'll be third down and about 12 yards to go on that good penetration by Ravenna.
Tremendous play there by Cremosa, staying with it, not getting faked out, and wrapping up and tackling. And that's what you like to see early on, is it's good fundamental play there by Cremosa.
Voice alongside Craig Eckert here. Voice alongside is Jeff Babel doing the color tonight with an I formation, single setback, double setback, and an I wides both ways. Under center is Schmidt. He works the option left side. He'll get pulled down again, too. Ravenna really up to snuff here in the first series against the Blue Hawks. And so that's going to force a punt, apparently, fourth down and longer than 10 by about the length of a football. And as the sun sets slowly in the west, Ravenna forces the first turnover on downs.
Tremendous play punt there. You like to see it. You know, if you're worried, if you're Ravenna, you want to get your defense out there. Good job by them forcing a three and out. Because if Hastings St. Cecilia runs down there and scores, they might be thinking, oh, no, here we go again. It's Hastings St. Cecilia. Tremendous.
Punt by Michael Wynn is going to be taken for no gain. Sikowski has it at the 30-yard line for Ravenna. And so the Blue Jays, with 9:49 to go in the first period of play and no score, line up at the 20, their own 20-yard line to start their offense, first offensive drive of the evening. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on 94.5 KLIQ-FM, game of the week, Ravenna traveling here to St. Cecilia, Duncan Field on a gorgeous night for football. A little bit of a whim, nothing to prohibit play. Hand off to the I-back and stood up right at the line of scrimmage as Kromoski gave it to Sikowski. And little or no gain there, so it'll be second down, 10 yards coming.
Good penetration there by the Blue Hawk defense, wrapped up well, and shut him down before he can even get back to the line of scrimmage.
Coming into the ball game now, Barrett shuttling in a play from Mark Hudson on the far sideline. Ravenna across from our broadcast point. We're in front of the, or right in back of the St. Cecilia faithful here. Band and all, I formation, everybody in tight, handoff from Cremosa again, goes to the up man this time, and that's Josh Boardman. He'll fall forward for a yard or so, bring up third down and about eight.
Third down eight here, it would be interesting in Ravenna if they're going to go open it up here with a pass, maybe stay with a run. You know, the winds is a little bit of a factor, kind of blowing our papers around here, but shouldn't be too much of a factor. See if they go to the air here.
PlatteRiverPreps.com, text PlatteRiverPreps to 90210 for partial scores all night long and finals as they come in. Wide out to the right side. Kromoska rolls right side. Tries to find a man. He's got him. And at about the 44, 45-yard line, Chance Brock is hauled down short of a first down. Graffel in there for the tackle. And it's going to bring up a fourth down. So both teams on defense, a little salty out there. And two punts back-to-back forced here by the respective defenses.
It's a good play. Nice rollout to the right there by Cremosa. Found his man. He's pretty wide open. Didn't quite get to the first down stick, but you like to see that, especially with this mild wind, completing a pass here. Fourth down, though, coming up.
Let's see what that mild wind does to this kick. Standing at his 30-yard line is the punter for Ravenna. Good snap. Nice kick. End over end. Taken at the 30-yard line and bouncing by Tino, and it'll bounce inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. That's a good kick. I think it was Bach doing the punting there, if I'm not mistaken.
Luckily for Ravenna, they got a nice end-over-end kick, and that ended up adding probably about 10 to 15 yards on top of the kick, pinning St. Cecilia even deeper to beneath their 18. So got to be happy if you're Ravenna right here.
The best thing for the Blue Jays on that was that Tino didn't get his hands on the ball because he can fly.
Yeah, he's a fast one there.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Blue Hawks. Xander Schmidt is the running back. They've got everybody in tight with an I formation. Now they split to a double wing with a wide out. Tino to the left side. And Schmidt is under center. Barks off the signals. And now he'll roll. No, he hands off to the up man, Grapple. And Joel and Grapple goes all the way up to about the 20-yard line. 25-yard
line gain of 7. Graffo's a big kid. He's been a 3-year starter for the team, and they're going to be leaning on him heavily this year, not only offensively but defensively as well.
Play comes in from Carl Tesmer's brain trust by Cannon Howell, who checks in at one of the wide receiver spots. We're looking at a second down and about 4 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. Tino goes wide to the right side. Everybody else is in tight. They've got an I formation. Schmidt looks over the defense.
They stay in the eye with a slot man now, moving from his right to the left. That's Avery. Back to pass. Schmidt rolling, firing downfield. There's coverage. Two-on-one coverage on Tino, and it falls incomplete. But that was not a good choice by Schmidt, because out there on defense for Ravenna was Gator Schott, a senior at 155, and they had him bracketed along with Blake Cremosta. And that was probably more likely going to a Blue Jay than a Blue Hawk.
Yeah, very high-risk play there, throwing into double coverage, like you said. You know, if it works out, you know, you try to put it in a place where only his player could catch it, but there was two Blue Jays out there. That's a dangerous throw right
there. Clock 6:59, first period. No score here on the 94-5 Breeze game of the week. Slot man. And he's to the right side. Wide out goes in motion from the left to the right. And that was a slow-developing play. Groppel ended up with the ball, goes into the line for little or no gain. So it's going to be another fourth down. Third consecutive punt here between the two teams. It's going to be fourth down and about 3 yards to go.
Titusilla wants to get the ball into their playmaker's hands, get that big play. And right now, like you said, just a lot of minimal gains and three and outs.
Big Michael Wynn back there to do the punting chores.
Flag on the play here.
Schott is one of the safety men standing back at the 40-yard line for Ravenna. Pick up the other guy. So we're battling the wind a little bit here.
So we got
Sikowski's in there.
Illegal motion here on the Blue Hawks.
So that's going to move it back, bringing up a fourth down and 8 yards to go. So they move back five more yards. Return men move up a couple of yards. Sikowski and Schott in twin safety, about the 42. Wynn is standing inside the 15-yard line. Good snap. Big step, big kick. Booms into the sun. Fair catch called for and taken at the 45-yard line.
Fair caught
by Sikowski. And it'll be first and 10 for Cremosta and company at the Ravenna Blue Jay line of scrimmage, which will be the 45-yard line, their own 45. And slowly, the Blue Jays are getting a little field position here.
Yeah, they had a nice punt. An overing kick, got a nice roll. And then on St. Cecilia's punt, the ball got kind of caught up in the wind there, and it died. And fair catch there at the 45. They're winning the field possession battle here.
At the 45 now, I formation, one wide to the right side. Cremosta gives it straight up the middle to the big guy. That's the fullback. Where's number 49? That's Josh Boardman. He is 230 pounds and a senior. And it'll bring up second down and about seven.
Good run here. You know, you can't get it all on first down. You want to chip away, get a manageable second down here, and then third down if it gets there. I'm impressed with Ravenna so far. You know, a lot of people might have counted them out here, but they've been impressing me so far.
A lot of poise so far. You're right. And both the offenses looking a little similarly, and I don't mean the three and outs. It looks like they run about the same kind of ball game. Cremosta was going up under center, and now we've got penalty markers down. A procedural call will move Ravenna back 5 yards. Offside. Somebody lined up offside.
You don't see that a lot on the offense.
We saw that once last week.
5 yard penalty.
Sometimes it's a wideout, just doesn't.
Usually
check
it is. If you do see it, typically the defense will be lined up in the neutral zone. But
so second down and about 11 to go now. Shotgun for Cremosta. Boardman in the backfield with him. Two wides. Long count. Man in motion now is a fake handoff to Cremosta. Cremosta rather keeps it and goes across the 50 to the 45-yard line. That was Sikowski who came around and looked like he was going to get the ball, but Cremosta kept it himself. Got a nice gain there, and he is up into Blue Hawk territory. Third down and two coming at the 46 or 7-yard line.
Nice fake on the speed trap there. I thought for a second that he had handed it off. Nifty little move up into near the first down marker. Fumbled it for a second, recovered it. You know, it was fumbling on his way down.
So we got some angle on the play. Imagine if you're a defender trying to figure out who's got it. Under four, under center now. Boardman gets the call. He gets the first down inside the 45. And so that'll move the chains for the first time for either team tonight.
Yeah, to Boardman on those third ones. He'll get you that yard.
He's a big guy, like I said, 230 pounds. Both teams feature the big fullback, the mobile quarterback. some speedy wideouts, so they really are not dissimilar. And, of course, both programs have a tremendous heritage of success and great football coaches. Mark Hudson in charge of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Carl Tesmer, 300 total wins in high school football. One of the all-time greats, of course. As Cremosta comes up under center, he's got an eye with a wide receiver to the right side, fakes it to Boardman, keeps it himself, got some running room inside the 40, still on his feet, down to nearly the 35, 34, 33 yard line. He's finally tackled there over by
first down carry.
I'm trying to figure out who got that tackle there. I don't have him on my roster. Looks like it was, we'll give it to Driscoll, I think.
Nice fake again there by Cremosta. Fools me again up here in the booth. Gain of about 14 there. Tremendous fake.
No, we take that back. I think Cannon Howell came up on the stop there. Too many twos in my mind. Under center again now after that first down run. And off goes to Boardman. Boardman, no, they keep it to the right side. Now they flip it out to Sikowski on the option. Sikowski's inside the 20-yard line. Great ball handling there again by Cremosta. He's only a sophomore. It's going to be another first down for Ravenna, and they've put together the first sustained drive of the evening against a very powerful St. Cecilia team. And a contest, like you said, Jeff, we didn't know which way it was going to go, but right now they're standing toe-to-toe, and Ravenna's getting the better of it.
Yeah, they're taking it right down their throats, and I like Cremosta. He's young, but he knew exactly what time to pitch that ball to his running back.
Under center with an eye, he this time gives it to Boardman. Boardman falls forward for a couple. Now the ball is loose. Let's see if they're going to call it a turnover. He may have fumbled. He did.
Yep.
And St. Cecilia will take over on the fumble by Cremosta. Wow. Boardman with the fumble.
You hate to see such a great drive start at their own 45 and drove down on the number two team in Class C2 only to have it fumble out of their hands.
Got to give them some confidence, though. Let's see what carries over to the defense as St. Cecilia now comes to the line of scrimmage. And Schmidt is in the shotgun. One man standing beside him, one man in motion is Tino. They give it to him on the end around. Coming to the near side, right side, he's got the corner, and he's got some running room up to the 35, spins to the 36-yard line, and he'll get stood up there by Sikowski and by Cremosta.
We saw a flag come out there from the referee there. You know that's usually holding, but let's see what the call is.
3:24 to go here in the first. St. Cecilia gets a hold, and that calls back a beautiful run there on the end around by Tino.
And if you see a nice run like that and you see a hold, you wonder maybe that's why it was such a good run.
Well,
because he got the unfair advantage.
There you go. So instead of first and 10, they're going to mark it back at the point of, or back from the point of the infraction. So that gives him a little distance there, and it's going to be 8-yard line is the new line of scrimmage. They've got to get up to the 28-yard line for the first down. Schmidt in the gun. He's got double wides either way. Tino to the near side with the slot man. And now they committed, looks like, another offensive foul, a procedural call, motion, and that's going to move the Blue Hawks back another 5 yards. Wow.
Not what you'd expect from St. Cecilia, such a well-coached ball club, to be having three penalties so early in this game.
Avery Driscoll, the slot man on the far side. I said Avery. Avery Driscoll is the young man's name. Plays inside Tino. There's some speedy combination on that far side for the Blue Hawks. Now Driscoll goes wide to the left. He's in the slot to the left side. Tino wide to the left side. Schmidt, this time from under center, calls it out and gives it straight up the middle, and Graffel's got some running room ahead of steam and gets good yardage back outside to close to the 15-yard line, and that'll bring it back to nearly the original line of scrimmage before those two successive penalties. Second down coming with about 11 yards to go for the first down. 2:45 to go first period, no score.
Good solid run there by Graffel. I'm going to keep feeding him the ball, open up those play-action passes.
Should have worn a hat. Should have worn a hat, buddy. I think we're looking right into the sun. So, doing everything one-handed here with my hand over my brow. Under center, Schmidt, handoff, Graffel again. He's got some running room, but not as much as last time. And he'll get some yardage back, but it'll still be third and a bit to go. Third down, call it 7 to go.
Third down.
So far, they've got Graffel on 5 carries for 20 yards. So a pretty good average there for Graffel.
Clock at 2:03 is running. They break the huddle. Blue Hawks send Tino to the wide out spot to the right-hand side. Driscoll is the slot man to the right. Groffel the single setback. Schmidt under center. He works option to the left side. Nobody hands it off to Groffel, and they... No, now wait a minute. Schmidt still had the ball.
Ravenna ends up with the ball. I think they're going to say it was down, but Ravenna stripped it away there.
Well, I didn't either scored it out from Groppel, and Schmidt came up with it. But anyhow, he was the guy that got stopped for the Blue Hawks. Fourth down now and about 6 yards to go.
No, another three and out here. So
double safeties at the 45-yard line. Sikowski and Schott. Wynn gives it a ride. Into the sun, but up at the 50-yard line this time and at the 48-yard line of the Blue Hawks. So Ravenna continues on special teams play, coming up with yet another field position advantage here, starting out inside St. Cecilia territory for the first time.
The wind feels like it's coming across the field and not in end zone to end zone, so I'm surprised that the wind, it shouldn't be playing this much into the field position battle.
Been a pretty fast first quarter here. Holy smokes. We're a minute 20 to go. We haven't even taken a break. I formation. Single wide right side. Kramosta keeps. Left side. Jukes gets maybe a yard, and that'll be it. Second down, nine coming.
Good keep by Kramosta. You like to get him involved. He seems like you said, a good athletic quarterback. He is young, but he's shown me that he can make those decisions and when to run, when to hand off, and when to roll out and pass.
They mark him back, actually, to the original line of scrimmage. And so maybe he lost the length of a football. Second down, a little over 10 to go. They sent wide. Sikowski, the slot man, to the right side for the Blue Jays. Barrent is the wide out. Single setback is... Boardman coming in motion is shot. They have a mix-up in the backfield. Now Kramosta's got to keep it himself. He's almost sacked. He puts up a duck, and it's almost intercepted by Tito down by the 20-yard line. There's a bad pass, too. Both quarterbacks have a couple of passes they should probably not have launched. And so it'll be third down and 10.
Kramosta just threw that one up like a punt almost, yeah. And St. Cecilia was camping under it. Luckily for him, or for Kramosta, is... The St. Cecilia guy, you know, had a tough time with it and couldn't haul it in.
I didn't know better. Tina was waving for a fair catch on that. 29 seconds to go, first period here on the Breeze 94.5 from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Duncan Field this week. Next week, we got a good one. We got Giltner. We got Kennesaw. Wow. That ought to be a fun one.
Giltner, one of the favorites in D2, and Kennesaw looking to knock him off. That'll be a great game next week.
We saw Kennesaw obliterate Pleasanton 2 weeks ago, 62-12. So this is going to be a fun one coming up. All right, third down play. Ravenna under center with an I formation. Boardman is the up man. Siegman the tailback. Quarterback draw. He's keeping it himself. He's at the 45, the 40. First down for Kramosta.
Kramosta with the design quarterback draw there. Had to make one man miss on his defensive line, juked him to the left, and like you said, he reached forward and he got that first down.
Jared Jackson on the tackle there, otherwise he could have gone all the way. Brings up a first down and 10 now. The ball spotted at the 38-yard line of the Blue Hawks.
That's the second first down for Ravenna, and it looks like they might just be sitting and waiting for the first period to expire here.
Right, 10 seconds to go, and they're going to wander over and talk to Mark Hudson. Blue Hawks have the same idea coming to the near side. That's the end of the first period of play. You're scoring nothing. Ravenna taking it to the Blue Hawks so far, though. Stand by. This can be a good one. We'll be back in a minute on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quick first period of play, no scoring, but Ravenna, and I say this advisedly, I mean, we don't know what the Ravenna team is. We don't know what St. Cecilia is. We know that St. Cecilia had a successful season, as they usually do, and Ravenna had a successful season last year, but they lost a lot of people. So coming in, you got to question things. But holy smokes, Ravenna has gone toe-to-toe with the big guys here, and they are taking it to them so far. They got a first and 10 at the 38-yard line of the Blue Hawks. Boardman is the up man. Sikowski the tailback. Wide out shot to the left side. They feed to the tailback, and Sikowski grabs a couple of yards. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, St. Cecilia, the number preseason, you know, one of the favorites to win C2. Ravenna lost a lot of seniors, a lot of leadership. They're going to be young and lacking size. But don't tell that to the Ravenna kids, because they came out and they played their butts off first period, and they've got to be happy with that scoreboard right now.
They really did, Daniel. Under center is Kramostin. Now he turns around and checks with Boardman, who's fullback. They haven't come to set yet. Now they do. Checks it out. Everybody's in tight. Hand off goes to Boardman. No, Boardman, they fake it to him. Now keep it on the option, does Kramostin. Fights forward for a couple more yards. It'll bring it down third down and about 5 yards to go. That was a slow-developing play, and he was lucky to get what he got out of it against that Blue Hawk defense.
You know, what really impressed me there was a lot of young players there might have pitched the ball, and I think if he would have pitched the ball, that could have maybe led to a turnover, maybe a loss of a few gains. So although you only gained a couple yards, you made the smart play there, and you kept the ball going forward.
Kramosta back at the line. He's got shot wide to the left side. We've got a whistle and, again, a flag. Now, did somebody line up offsides again? I think so. Then, if it is indeed the wide receiver, he needs to be checking with the official a little bit more as to ball position, because that's the second time they've been penalized 5 yards on a neutral zone violation. Usually, although they don't point the finger at any individual, usually that is a wide receiver who's scooched up a little bit too much. Third down, almost 10 to go now. 10:38 to go in the half. Promosta under center. Shot wide left side. I formation. Sikowski dots the eye. They fake it to the fullback. Now Kramosta option left side. Sikowski's got running room down to about the 30-yard line.
Carried by Kramosta to the 31-yard line.
I don't care who's doing. I love the option game. It is sometimes confusing, sometimes amazing, but always fun to watch when it's executed well. And that was a good play. Fourth down coming. About 4 yards to go.
Both times that Ravenna has lined up offsides, it come back to hurt them. Were if they hadn't run lined up offside, they would have got that first down there.
They would have.
So it would be interesting to see fourth down and three. I think they're going to go for it here instead of punting it.
9:57 to go. If they do, they're giving up a little bit of field position on the deal. I formation. Kramosta under center. Fake the handoff. Keeps it. Right side, and he'll not get the first down. He gets maybe a yard, if that, and they'll turn it over on downs to St. Cecilia, who dodged a bullet on that drive because Ravenna was drumming up some momentum there. And they started at the 48-yard line, so they got down, and as you said, without the penalty, they'd have been close to the red zone.
They're going to measure this, though. So, I mean, from our angle, I don't think you got it, and that's what you said.
Right.
But they're going to bring in the change just to be sure. And I kind of like the call here going for fourth, because if you're going to go for Goliath, go for him in the second quarter. Get that first score. Get him thinking a little bit.
Well, that's a good crosswind here. I don't know what. Oh, wait a minute. Boy, this could be close. Holy smokes.
Well, they got it.
They got the first down. Wow.
First down and 10.
Wow. Okay.
27-yard line.
They did not turn it over on downs. St. Cecilia did not dodge the aforementioned bullet, so they got to get a little salty here on defense to stop these Blue Jays from getting into the red zone.
You said you were talking about how you like to see the option. When the option is executed like it is being recorded, it's tough to stop.
It is. What's amazing is the sophomore quarterback doing it. Kramosta takes it, feeds this time to the tailback on the ISO, and he'll fall forward for a few yards here. It'll bring up, I think he got about three, maybe second down and seven. We'll see where they move it. Yep, second and seven coming.
Nice with the option. You got the quarterback threat. You got the running back threat. You got the fullback threat. We've got I've so far got Cremosa for 26, Tom Savodowski for 24, and Boardman for 7. So kind of spreading the wealth out a little bit, too.
Because look at the clock here. They started this drive with a minute 20 to go in the first. We're at 9:02 in the second, so they've held onto the ball now for three solid minutes on a very short drive so far. They've gotten about 20 yards together, but it's taken some clock. Slot left side, shotgun, whistles blow.
Timeout.
And a timeout is going to be taken by the Blue Jays. So let's take a timeout here. Your score is nothing, nothing. 8:51 to go in the second period of play on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Timeout taken by Mark Hudson and his staff, Ravenna Blue Jays. At second down, and about seven to go from outside the 25-yard line of the Blue Hawks. Cremosa at quarterback. Boardman is the single setback at fullback right now, but now they're switching some players around, and we'll see how we end up here. Now it'll be Sikowski. He's wide to the right side. Shot wide to the left side. Single setback with Cremosa. Calls the signals from the shotgun. Man in motion to Sikowski. There's the snap. He'll keep it himself. Will Cremosa, he gets some yardage, and he might be close to another first down on that quarterback read.
That was a nice misdirection. Got Hastings to say, I think, and everything's going left. Cremosa keeps it, delays a little bit, goes right, and darn near gets that first down. Going to be just short here.
Clyde River Preps 90210 tells us Kearney, Lincoln Southwest tied at zero in the second quarter. Aurora handling Seward 21-0. Northwest trailing McCook 3-0.
You got to
I formation.
Yeah, I think this one's going to Boardman right here.
And it does, and he'll take a couple of giant steps forward, and they'll move the chains 10 yards.
A little extracurricular down there at the end of it with a couple of linemen, but I think they shake that off, and tremendous play by Boardman.
Other than the shortage of 12s in the grade column, and I'm talking about seniors for Ravenna, these two teams are eerily similar.
Yeah,
I mean, they got the big old fullback. They got the speedy wides and tailback, very athletic quarterbacks, and it just looks like Ravenna has reloaded this year. My goodness, we didn't expect this. Cremosa to under center again. Boardman, he'll keep it himself. Goes to the right side, and he'll be pulled down. Can't get much forward progress. Now we're at an angle where it's going to be tough to see. I don't think he got much at all. They strung him out, maybe even a loss. Let's just take. No, I guess he did get a couple of yards. So it's going to bring up second down and seven or eight now.
Cremosa's doing really good with those fakes to Boardman. You know, he's kind of being the manipulator, getting a good fake where if you can take away one of those D linemen and have numbers. They came to the near side, which was kind of hard, you know, running near side on an option. You don't got much downhill room, but a good play, 2 yards.
What I tell you, Giltner's outscoring Hampton 22-0 already. We don't have a Kennesaw score yet, but next week, Giltner Kennesaw right here. Shotgun, Cremosa with a second and 8, and whistles blow again. Timeout's going to be taken by Mark Hudson again. I like the way he's managing this because he's not letting his players get into an area of mental mistakes. We'll take a timeout, back with more. No score here on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Central leading in their game, 7-0. Wilbur Claytonia, the opponent there, they're in town. Giltner leading Hampton, 22-0. Superior Wood River tied at nothing, just like we are here. 7:09 to go. And it is Schmidt in the shotgun, or rather, Cremosti in the shotgun. Rolls his left, option on the end around. It is shot with a little running room. Got the corner, but not the first down yet. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to bring up a third down and a manageable down and distance, though, looks like, for the Blue Jays. 7:01 to go. Is that out of bounds? Stops the clock. Third down looks like a good 4 yards to go.
Looked like that play was going nowhere. Got it to Schott. Schott made a play, used his athleticism, and made it, like you said, from third and long to third and manageable here.
Came from the wide position on the right side. He took the pitch from Cremostis. A little more wrinkle there and a little other wrinkle at the option game by Ravenna. Shotgun, Boardman the only setback now. They go with the left side receiver to the right, handoff to Boardman. He'll crash forward, but does he get the first down? I don't know that he did, but it'll be fourth down and again a manageable down and distance. It is exactly this. Fourth down, and I think it's going to be a pretty wimpy 1 yard to go.
Yeah, I mean,
fourth and about one.
In a situation like that where it's almost four down territory, where with a win like this, you can't trust your kicker. So you didn't see a third down pass where you might have there normally, because you're thinking, give it to Boardman twice, he'll get me my 3 yards.
That's what I'm thinking. I got 230 pounds of momentum. I want to feed it in his belly. Let's see. Shotgun formation. Long count. Man in motion. Sikowski left to right. He'll keep it himself. Will Cremosta falls forward. Did he get enough? I think he did, but we'll see. That was a nice read. He faked it to Boardman and then went off the left tackle. They're going to talk it over and see.
They're going to bring in the chains here. From here, it's a tough angle to see that spot. You know, we're not very high up, but from my angle, it looked like he got the first down.
You'd think on momentum that they would have, because he had a good head of steam when he got hit. Cremosta certainly thinks he does, and the Blue Hawks hope that they were able to stop him. Chains have not stretched out yet, and it's nearly the football. I think he might be short. He's short. And there's the turnover on downs. That St. Cecilia thought they had before and didn't. And so, wow, almost 8 minutes in possession, only about 40 yards in net offense, but Ravenna, frustrated, was able to keep the ball away from the Blue Hawks. Now they got to change thinking here. Now they're on defense. They want to keep the Blue Hawks pinned deep in their own territory. Xander Schmidt has other thoughts on that as he forges ahead here. I think the handoff, again, bad angle. Schmidt keeps it himself and gets out to about the 7. He's got to get out to the 13 for a first down. Coming back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell shuttling the plays in from the Carl Tesmer Brain Trust on the near side. 5.5 to go till halftime. Hey, have you got your Team Jack Nebraska shirts yet? They're on sale at Allen Superstore here in Hastings. Allen's your You Get More Superstore, sponsor of our halftime report coming up in about 5 minutes of playing time as well. Support the fight against childhood cancer. Under center, Schmidt rolls left, firing downfield, trying to stretch the field. Tino, and it out of his hands. He was bracketed again. He could have made a great catch. Cremosta and Sikowski back there bracketing Tino, the speedy wideout. It was a nice defensive play, but it could have been an amazing offensive play.
That throw looked good from here. Into double coverage, Sikowski with a great breakup. It looked like Tino had it in his hands, but just knocked away there.
Clock stops at 5:07 until the halftime mark. Lights are on here at Duncan Field. The sun is,
almost down.
A few more squints away from him being down. I told Jeff we came over here that it's going to be a western sky that's going to be a little tough to view into. It's getting better now. Ball is on the ground, and Schmidt couldn't hang on to it. And I think that might have been a muffed handoff. It just kind of fell to the ground. And it'll lose two. And so St. Cecilia just not getting uncorked here offensively. Had they been able to complete that pass to Tino, that might have stretched the field and given them a little bit of momentum here. But now we're looking at fourth down and 10 yards to go for the Bluehawks. And big Michael Wynn is back there way deep in his end zone. And, again, it looks like good field position for the Blue Jays. Low snap, he has to come up and pick it up. There was a piece of paper flying over there. Bounces at the 45. Shot has it at the 49. Got some running room, 45, down to the 43-yard line. And forced out of bounds at the St. Cecilia sideline. And Ravenna, again, will have great field position here for the third time in a row.
It was a good move there on the return. You know, it looked like he might have should have let that roll, but he took a chance and made one guy miss, got about 5 or 6 yards, taking the field position battle. Like you said, they were punting from deep in their end zone.
So Ravenna gets it back, 4:22.
I do like the play call, though, on that long pass by St. Cecilia, because you haven't had much going momentum-wise. If you get a big play, maybe get them down the sidelines, turn things around here.
Second period of play, no scores. Wide to the left is Schott. Back to pass, looking downfield is Cremosta, and he's got a man in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. I think that's the tight end, Techmeyer, right off the tip of his hands. Cremosta has a rather unusual throwing motion, but it was there, and it tipped off the tight end's hands. He probably should have had that.
Yep, roll left, hit the tight end, 16, right in the hands. I don't know how he missed that one. A sure first down. Unfortunately for Ravenna, drops it. Now we got second and 10.
It is too open, looking to turn the shoulders and go upfield because he'd had a little running room after catch.
I don't know if he heard footsteps, maybe had some alligator arms. Looked like from here he was pretty wide open, though.
Slots to the left side is Sikowski. Boardman, the lone setback. Shot is wide to the right side. In motion now comes Sikowski, left to right. Fake the handoff to him. Cremosta keeps it himself. He's inside the 40, still running. 35, down to about the 34-yard line. Nice effort by Cremosta for the Blue Jays with 4:03 to go in the first half. And St. Cecilia's offense has had very little playing time out here. We're not able to keep the time of possession, but he's heavily in favor of Ravenna.
Ravenna doing these nice option runs, you know, taking almost all of the time on their play clock. And then getting good runs, getting first downs. They've got three of them so far, and using that clock.
Now they go under center with Cremosta. I formation, third and short. Feed to the tailback. Sikowski's got the first down, and then some inside the 30-yard line. And I think we were talking about this afternoon, Jeff. Without a player by the name of Suborn or
Baranek and all those guys.
Baranek and those guys, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why people say, well, what's this Ravenna team all about? They beat Superior by 40. We asked Mark Hudson, what's that mean? He says, I don't know. He says, it could mean we're that good. It could probably split the difference. Mm-hmm. But right now, they look that good. I formation, Boardman, the up man. Sikowski takes the feed from the quarterback, and he gets maybe a yard or two, maybe three, and looks like a chin strap went flying there. They're doing some hitting out there, which is ironic because in the pregame, Mark Hudson said, you know, we really haven't hit anybody that hard because we're so inexperienced, we're kind of tenuous, but there was some hitting going on that time.
I like to see Cremosta. You know, he had a big three-way battle in fall camp for the starting position. You can see why he is the starting quarterback. Great decision-making. That's what's really impressed me. Great athleticism on those outside runs.
Ultimately, that was about a one-yard gain. Second down and 9. Ref calls a timeout here for something. Some housekeeping. Not a penalty. Winds the clock now. Okay. Cremosta under center, I formation, shot wide right. Handoff, fake the handoff, pitch, right side, Sikowski got the corner, got running room, spins down for a first down, close to the 15-yard line.
Nice run there by Sikowski. Had a chance he was going to try and go towards the sideline. I like what he did. He cut it up north-south, got the extra yards, taking it to the Hastings St. Cecilia defense, shoving it right down their throats.
I will say this, in addition to the option offense, there's nothing prettier than a cutback run where the back mm-hmm. finds the wall, the cutback, the pursuit's going the other way, and gets some more yardage. Sikowski did that very, very well. First and 10 outside the 15-yard line of the Blue Hawks. 2:20 to go till halftime. I formation. Option left. Sikowski steps inside one man. Then big Graffel comes up and knocks him down right about the line of scrimmage. Joel Graffel looks like he had about had enough of the Ravenna offense that time and just plowed into Sikowski.
Still, though, Sikowski, you know, cut inside that guy. He knows the quickest way from point A to point B. Point B being a touchdown is a straight line. He wants to get north-south, get in that end zone.
Good runner always makes the first guy miss. Grapple was not the first guy, but he was the final guy. Under center, handoff goes to Boardman. No, they what ball handling. They ended up in the hands of, is it Sikowski?
Yeah.
No, Sikowski. PA guy even got fooled. Promosta gave it off to Sikowski, actually, and he only got about 2-3 yards. It's at the 16-yard line.
Very minimal
bring up
game.
Third down and about 9 yards to go, so not even that. Again, the angle here, not great for us right now. But Cremosta comes up under center, I formation, shot wide left. They fake the option, back to pass, and now going to be dragged down by the Blue Hawk defense for a loss. Grapple coming in there, and also Alex Sheehy. And so that is a momentum buster there for the Blue Jays and the Blue Hawks, who've had their backs to the wall with bad field position all night long for their defense, may have broken up the momentum there. If you're the Blue Jays, you're at fourth down. The ball is spotted at the 25-yard line. You've got to get down inside to about the 5 for a first down. So it's some sort of Hail Mary time here, I'm thinking. I don't think they probably have a field goal kicker that's going to make that kind of range. I could be wrong.
Interesting.
Wind is dying down.
Yeah, interesting play call there, though. You know, they had run that option, you know, pitch for minimal game in the last two times. But, you know, I wasn't expecting a pass there. And once Cremosta realized that, oh, I don't have anyone open, he did the smart thing there, took the sack instead of throwing it, you know, maybe losing intentional grounding or throwing an interception. No, but I would have stuck with the run there.
No score in this one. It's been so fast moving. I apologize if I haven't given it for a while. No score on this. But the surprising thing is the time of possession that Ravenna has accumulated here in the first half. We didn't know what to look for when we were talking about this ball game coming into tonight. Mm-hmm. The Blue Hawks have more experience. And again, the talent was a big question mark. Can Ravenna reload? It looks like right now. They're playing with heart, and they're playing with some talent and some skill with the sophomore quarterback, Cremosta, at the quarterback position. So here he goes, fourth down. They go spread, trips wide to the right side. Shotgun Cremosta, one wide out left side. Cremosta rolls to his right. Blitz coming, fires downfield. He's got a big guy out there, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone by the Blue Hawks.
Ball intercepted by Luke Carey.
Luke Carey, the senior 160-pound defensive back, was bracketing the intended receiver. That was Sid Techmeyer. And Techmeyer didn't have a shot at the ball. As good as a punt.
I liked it because they rolled right. They threw it. He had a man down there. It was a jump ball situation. Luckily, actually for him, the interception happened because it had been incomplete. St. Cecilia would have took over at much better field position.
Excellent point. The ball is at the 20-yard line, so if they'd have punted, gone in for a touchback, they wouldn't have been any worse off than that interception. Shotgun. Deuce in the backfield. Schmidt fakes it. Now into the flat. He's got a man. Overshoots his intended receiver. His intended receiver boy being Nick Brouillette. And 45 seconds to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report.
Nice play call, though, there, because there hasn't been much going, as you see. for the Hastings Saint Cecilia offense. Maybe running a little bubble screen there to Brulette out of the backfield. Get the in the playmaker's hands. Just went through it, though.
That stops the clock. Now they go with a bunch to the left side. Grapple is the lone setback by Xander Schmidt. Shotgun. They launch the wide outs to the left side. Fires in the flat. He's got a man. That's Driscoll. Driscoll's got the first down. And that's the first completed pass play for a first down for the Blue Hawks all night long. 38 seconds ago in the first half. Did you think you'd ever hear me say that tonight?
Not this year, Craig. No, not with this team.
Schmidt had 172 passing yards in a 40-plus margin over Centennial last week. Slot right side. He spikes the ball, and they stop the clock with that. And a wide receiver by the name of Cannon Howell comes in with the play.
You might see Ravenna here go not into a complete prevent defense, but maybe play a little softer. Let him get these little dink and dinks. Don't give up the big play here with 34 seconds to go because you've been playing so well. You don't want to give up that big play.
Last week against Northwest, Hastings Tigers couldn't stop it with little or no time on the clock. Ravenna will try to do that. Now they get it to Tino. Tino gets his first reception. And he fights out to the 40-yard line. Short gain there. And that keeps the clock running at 23 seconds. And now a timeout's going to be called by Carl Tesmer. We'll take a minute here. Your score, nothing. 24 seconds to go till half on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Schmidt from the shotgun. Driscoll in motion from the left to the right. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Schmidt launches. Fires long downfield. Over. Throws Tino, who says he was held up. But the referee says, nope, it was clean, not catchable. 18 seconds on the halftime clock. St. Cecilia has punted five times in the first half.
That is a good no call, though. There was some mild contact. It was a football play, though. Good decision, though. It looked like, had he hit him in stride, that might have been what they needed. But, yes, another three, not three and out, but they did get a first down on that drive, finally.
Tino's got some spooky speed. Holy smokes, he can fly. He was down at about the 35-yard line in just no time flat. Now a punt formation here. And when, oh, there's a piece of paper flew off, and the referee is going to pick it up off the field at about the 30-yard line of Ravenna. Wynn standing at his 25. Sikowski is the lone return man inside his 20. Everybody else bunched up. They got a couple of mid-range backers there to protect the run. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go for the Blue Hawks with 18 seconds to go. Good snap. Good kick. Wynn to the 20-yard line and a fair catch by Sikowski. And that's the worst field position Ravenna's had since way early in the ball game.
Well, if you're Ravenna here, I think you just take the knee and get into halftime here with 11 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think Ravenna is a team that's going to have to be successful this year running the ball with the occasional pass. I don't think they're going to launch Hail Marys and win much.
No, and Kermosta, they've got a good one for not just this year, for the next 2 years.
Yeah, oh, man, he's only going to get better. I am just amazed that that sophomore has played. He's played like a senior, and a pretty good senior. Under center, now you're right. He kneels it, and that's going to do it.
after the end of the first half of play here at Duncan Field from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel. We've got a 0-0 game, and we've got the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. On the return here in 2 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi again, Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel back at Duncan Field, the home of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, who are hosting the Ravenna Blue Jays tonight. And so far, these two teams have gone toe-to-toe. Ravenna holding a huge time of possession lead, and we've got no score. The Husker Power Products broadcast booth is brought to you by Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings, when you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Lights are on, sun is down, a beautiful night for football. Doesn't get any better than this. Friday Night Lights. Halftime. Brought to you by Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. The Allens of Hastings halftime store show, where you shop at Allens Superstore, you're shopping locally. For all your sporting goods in the lower level this hunting season, for hunter apparel, for example, accessories and calls, decoys, and much more. And the grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allens of Hastings Superstore, 2nd Street in Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. Well, I tell you what, the Blue Hawks wouldn't want to hear or see any more from Ravenna. They got about all they could assimilate here in the first half. Again, to reset the stage of just joining us, just based on the attitudes of the two coaches going in, Mark Hudson, the fine coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, was realistic about having a very, very young team. Not really sure whether or not their 40-plus point win over Superior was reflective of Superior's program or his program. He said a little bit of both. The Blue Hawks beat Centennial by 40-plus points last week. So you got two teams coming off 40-plus victory, margin victories, and you say, okay, St. Cecilia's got more 12s on their roster, more seniors than Ravenna does. But Ravenna lines up this sophomore quarterback who's acting like he's a senior.
and is handling the Ravenna offense about as well as you could possibly expect. The only errors, I think one procedural call and a couple of neutral zone infringements, and that was not on the quarterback at all. And the time of possession, we don't have the official time, but please consider this. St. Cecilia has punted the ball five times in the first half. Ravenna punted one time. They had some turnovers on downs, but they only punted one time,
and
correct?
It's because they were so deep in the end zone that they thought, if we turn it over on downs, it's just as good as a punt here or a missed field goal. And what I like, you said, you know, we had Ravenna and Superior. It was a 41-0 game. Coaches always say you make the biggest strides between game one and game two. Now, both teams dominated first week. You know, Ravenna thought, you know, David versus Goliath here maybe a little bit. But you can tell that they went into the film room. They said, this is what we got to work on. This is what you're going to do. You're going to have to do this read here, watch this D end, keep the ball, pitch the ball. And they always say it, and it's coach speak. You know, maybe Mark Hudson was giving you the coach speak during the pregame there, Craig.
I'm a sucker for that.
Saying, oh, we don't know what we got. We don't know what we got. He knows what he's got. He knows he's got a great quarterback in Blake Hermosa leading that option offense. And I wasn't at the Superior game, but I can tell the difference between week one in Class C2 football and the game we're watching tonight. Ravenna has been really surprising. If you're St. Cecilia, you got to be upset with the way you've been going. Five punts?
Five punts.
I don't know if they've even been across the 50, but maybe one time. And Coach Chessman's probably going to get them on them here at halftime. Look for them to their first drive of the second half for St. Cecilia. They're either going to, I think they're going to take it all the way down and score, or you might think that Ravenna has a realistic chance of winning this game.
Well, if offense is the best defense, sometimes keeping the ball for. Now, I'm going to say that they kept it for about 18 of the 24 minutes. Am I close? I mean,
yeah,
I don't think St. Cecilia had it more than about 6 minutes with those five punts, because those were not five punts that came after first downs. These were mostly three and outs. I think that three or four of the five punts came after three and outs. And Ravenna, frankly, started their series inside Blue Hawk territory three times. And one drive, they kept the ball from a minute 20 to go in the first half down to about 9 minutes to go in the first period, rather, to about 9 minutes to go. That was 4 minutes of playing time right there, and they only gained about 20 yards.
Yeah.
Net.
What they're doing, they're playing a little bit of strategy here. They're knowing if they rush up and they don't milk the clock and they give St. Cecilia multiple possessions, they've only given five. If they went ahead and hurried up this option and maybe didn't milk it like they have been, you know, St. Cecilia is going to have five more possessions. And if you gave St. Cecilia possessions, they're going to hurt you. So Ravenna, running it perfectly
so
far.
And with St. Cecilia, it can be pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
Because Schmidt, I mean, they rolled for a lot of yards last week, and Schmidt rolled for 172 in the air. And we haven't seen much out of him, but you get a sample of what could happen because Tino is a speed demon, and he was flying downfield, and Schmidt overshot him.
Mm-hmm.
But that could have been what the Blue Hawks needed for a spark, but they didn't get it. Ravenna stands tall. We stand at 0-0, and we're at halftime. Brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore on KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. We're back after this with more on the Allen's of Hastings Halftime Report.
Bell and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Time to start thinking 4x4 while prices are low. How about a 2007 Dodge Dakota Quad Cab with only 63,000 miles? Books for $15,975, yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Allens of Hastings halftime report. Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel at Duncan Field, home of the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. 0-0 tie here between the Blue Hawks and the Blue Jays. And Jeff, you made a good point off air. We absolutely do not mean to even sound like we're denigrating Ravenna. It's just that logically and statistically coming into this thing, you got to think that they had some catching up to do to St. Cecilia, but to play them as even and to really dominate is a little bit of a surprise. And let me tell you one thing, and I'll let you amplify what you were telling me. Coach Mark Hudson told me in the pregame show that Mark Cremosta is a real sports fan. And he said, and here's what you're talking about. He watches what the Huskers are doing, what the Broncos are doing, what his favorite teams are doing. So that rubs off on you. And sometimes you just fake it till you make it kind of thing. And he knows what he's got to do. And, you know, muscle memory is coming to life here. If he indeed knows what a good quarterback is supposed to do and what the reads are, boom, and he's doing it tonight.
Yeah, and like we listened to the pregame show, he watches Peyton Manning.
Yep.
And football's not all just this big, you know, physical game. You know, it's part mostly mental, you know, especially with this option attack. And we were just saying, you know, we don't want to like kind of downgrade Ravenna. You know, they're the favorites to win their district. In the C2A, they've got Blue Hills, Centura, Southern Valley, and Wood River in that district. It's just not St. Cecilia's been so dominant for so long. Mm-hmm. They won 36 straight games before dropping their playoff game last year to St. Pat's. So we just think so highly of St. Cecilia that.
Yep. And Carl Tesmer just got his 300th. I mean, the whole thing was, you know.
But Ravenna, according to the preseason All-State teams, they've got Boardman. He's an All-Stater. You know, they're matching Raffle. So, I mean, they're mirror images of each other, just like you've been saying all game.
You know, Randy Bushcutter said to me today, and I'll never forget it. He says, that's why they play the game. Mm-hmm. I said, Randy, I'd never heard that before. Yeah. Brilliant thought, but that is why. Do you have some stats here for us?
Yep.
There are not many stats here because it's 0-0. It's been a time clock control game in favor of Ravenna. But let's hear what really happened.
Yep, unofficially, I've got Ravenna for 28 rushing yards. Hastings Cecilia for 28 rushing yards, 18 through the air for a total of 46. Now, that's not very many for Hastings St. Cecilia, and you got to be worried about that a little bit. Maybe not in the regular season or in their district play, but if they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs, compared to last week when they had 499 total offensive yards against Centennial,
wow.
So only 46 so far. Three penalties that kind of hurt them a little bit. Looking at Ravenna now, they did a little bit better. 88 rushing yards. They didn't get any official passing yards, but you don't have to pass the ball when you've been running the option that well. They've got two penalties, those two outside penalties that kind of hurt them a little bit, three first downs. So that's what we got, a no scoring, low yardage game that's kind of been just a field position battle and a grinded out C2 football game that we kind of like to watch.
Kind of reinforce what you said, Wood River Superior tied at zip. Blue Hill has a 6-0 lead over Donovan Trumbull. That's another ball game, and I know the Blue Hill community is hurting, and I know those kids are playing with a lot of heart, and our hearts go out to them as well. What a terrible tragedy. Donovan Trumbull, a program certainly on the upswing.
Yes, sir.
In the last 3 years, their new coach has really taken over. First game I saw them play about that time, they were against, I believe, it might even have been against, this is the Ravenna or St. Paul. I think it was St. Paul. And I go on the field in the early going, and there's the Donovan Trumbull coach who just been hired. And he's coaching his kids on fundamentals, I mean, right up until kickoff. No rah-rah, no, you know, chewing out. He was like, this is what you're doing. And if they built that program on that, Donovan Trumbull is in the right direction. We know that. And right now they're locked up by 6 points down to a great Blue Hill program as well. All right. We're about ready to teams are back on the field. We're about ready to tee it up here in the second half. Let's take another two-minute timeout as we conclude the Allens of Hastings halftime report. You're on the Breeze, 94.5. Kickoff, the Blue Hawks will have the ball. Let's see if Jeff Babel's prediction is correct. Don't go away. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Time to start thinking 4x4 while prices are low. How about a 2007 Dodge Dakota Quad Cab with only 63,000 miles? Books for $15,975, yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Ross Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Ross Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Ross Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. We're wrong.
Yeah.
Ravenna didn't defer. Ravenna will receive here. So that sets up a whole different thing. We had thought that the Blue Hawks had deferred in the first half, and they didn't. Blue Hawks will kick it off here with no score. Ravenna showing that they didn't go away. They didn't go away from last year to this. They've got different faces, but Mark Cremosta at the controls has proved to be a tonic for what could have been a huge loss in experience. He's just done a great job of running the offense tonight. And defensively, what can you say? Blue Hawks haven't been able to do much. They punted 5 times in the first half. Here comes Wynn to give it a ride. And it's going to be shot, bobbling the ball at the 15, gets across the 20, 25, and leans forward to about the 26-yard line. So decent field position for Ravenna again. As shot brings back the Wynn kickoff, and we're underway. 11:52 to go now in period number 3. No score.
Still decent field position, but not anything where they've been starting in Hastings St. Cecilia territory. We'll see if Ravenna sticks with the ground and pound, the slow, waste that clock. maybe get it to the fourth quarter with no score. Or if they're going to open it up, maybe try and get it in the end zone here. Here we go, under center.
Cremosta, single setback, wides both ways, slot man, he's shot to the right. Handoff goes to Boardman. Boy, he has stood right up. St. Cecilia's defense, at least, is trying to make a statement here, and they gave him something to think about.
You can tell there's a different feel right now from the Hastings St. Cecilia sideline. They are into the game. The defense is pumping each other up. They weren't on offense like I had predicted, but defensively, this might be just as important.
Lance Schmidt came up and made that stop on Boardman with authority. Shotgun, slot, left side. Cremosta, long count. Man in motion is shot right to left. There's the snap. Give it to Schott, left side. Got the corner, and then he's cut down at about the 31-yard line. But he got a gain there, and it's third down and about 5 yards to go.
Tackled by Xander Schmidt.
If he'd have had a little bit more of a cutback lane closer in, he might have gone farther. He had to string it out, but he got a nice gain anyhow. It's third down, and we'll call it a long four, short 5 yards to go. Under the lights now at Duncan. Wides to the right side. Strong side to the right side. I formation. Quarterback Cremosta keeps it, and he is going to be short of the first down, I think. He gets up to the 35. He had to get up to the 36 or so. And again, that's Lance Schmidt coming up. Helps Cremosta up off the ground. Nice gesture there, fourth down. And this time, you got to wonder whether or not Ravenna will punt it away.
Oh, I think you got to punt it here. If you don't punt it, you're going to give Hastings St. Cecilia a really short field, and that's not something you want to do. Nice decision there. Maybe want to cut it up a little quicker there, but
Tino back at the 33-yard line.
This could be big.
He's
right here.
The man that they don't want to punt to. Brulier.
Got a whistle here. He's over
on the other side. Boy, the Bluehawks don't want to have been the infringing party on this deal. I would give Ravenna first down. It's going to be against Ravenna.
You could see the Ravenna defense cheering that one as soon as the whistle or the flag was thrown. So you knew it was against Ravenna the whole time.
Sikowski standing back at his 15-yard line. Tino and Bruliette at the 35 in twin safety. Good snap. Line drive kick. Bounces at the 45 and then just kind of sticks there. Rolls inside the 45 to the 42. Decent field position for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks as they take over after that punt with 9:40 to go here in the third. No score. You heard that right. No score if you're just joining us.
For our sponsor of tonight's ball game, Kurt Chevrolet of Hastings.
St. Cecilia taking over from their own 43. 9:40 to go. Third period of play. On the Breeze Game of the Week, 94.5 FM, broadcasting from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Duncan Field. Maryland I, three backs in back of Xander Schmidt, who's under center. Everybody's in tight. They hand it off to the deep back. That's Brulliette. Brulliette's got some running room and more. He's at the 40, 35, 30. Brulliette, drummed out of bounds by Sikowski. A brand new formation for St. Cecilia, and they made the most out of it. That went from the 43-yard line of St. Cecilia down inside the 30-yard line of Ravenna. That's about a, 48-yard run. 48-yard run.
That was a nice run by Brulliette. You could tell that they wanted to do something. Made one juke move here. Tremendous speed. Got up the sideline.
27-yard run. Ben under center. Wide out right side, hands off the tailback. Brulliette stood up that time. Ravenna said, fool us once, fool us twice, not going to happen.
Brulliette last week led the team in rushing and had two scores. And that was his first carry of the game, and it was in the third quarter. So quite surprising there. Get Brulliette the ball. He's a playmaker for you there.
Brulliette is only 140 pounds. He's a scat back, but, boy, he showed some speed there.
Very agile, too. Quick jukes.
You
and can
moves. Hide behind Joel Graffel, too. Graffel, a big guy.
I think I could hide behind Joel Graffel.
Maybe I could. Maybe not. That'd be stretching it. Tino wide to the right side. Under center, Schmidt. Works it back to pass, firing for Tino. He's got him open, and it's intercepted. Nice move by Cremosta, coming back the other way. He's back across the 35-yard line and pushed out of bounds on the far side there by Alex Sheehy. What a great pickoff there by Cremosta. It looked like Tino was going to be open. What a break on the ball by Cremosta.
You know, that was a great throw. It looked like from here, I thought it was going to be a completion. Out of nowhere, here comes Cremosta stealing it. Returns it. Got a good return out of it, too. Gives Ravenna the field position that they've been dominating the whole game. You know, they were deep. They would have been like 20. Good return now. Now it's first and 10.
So Ravenna has it at their own 35. 8:42 to go. Third, no score. But Ravenna is sticking it. I shouldn't say sticking it, too, but staying with it, Lee. St. Cecilia.
Yeah, this is a pretty even game. Ravenna might have the yardage battle.
Sikowski gets the handoff, and he barrels ahead for about 7 yards. Now the front men for Ravenna taking control of the line of scrimmage offensively. And boy, you called it right, Jeff Babel. The distance between game one and game two is huge because Ravenna beat Superior by 40-plus points last week, but weren't sure what that was all about. Now they take a team that beat their opponent by 40, and they stood them up, and it's 0-0. Cremosta with a second and two feeds to the big man Boardman, and he piles down to the 50, 49-yard line, and you just kind of feel that combat in the trenches going the way right now of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and Hastings State Cecilia, they like to give it to their man Grapple, but he just doesn't seem to be getting the yards that Borman is getting to open up the play or the option play for Schmidt here.
Shot wide to the right side. High in back of Cremosta. First and 10, ball spotted right at midfield. Handoff goes to Sikowski. He's got some running room from the ISO and gets down inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line.
Keep chipping away here.
7.5 to go, third period. He got a nice run that time. Second down and 4 yards to go. As Carl Tesmer shuttles defensive players in and out. And they're standing there on the defensive side. They want to get at it, but I think you can kind of tell by the body language what's going on here a little bit. Cremosta under center, wide to the right side is Berndt. And this time caught in the backfield for about a 2-yard loss on a slow-developing play is Sikowski.
Loss of one. Tackle by Ernst.
And it'll bring up a third down and a strong five to go.
45-yard line, loss of two on the
clock still running. That's the other thing. You know it's going to be a tight game because there just isn't that much time for anybody to move it out. So glad you're along with us tonight. I hope you're glad you're here.
This will be, I think it'll be a one-score game when it comes down to it here. It'll be interesting to see if they're going to do a pass here, maybe go with an option run.
Boardman the up man. Sikowski is the tailback. Option, pitch. Sikowski looked like he was going to fumble the ball, but then got a hold of it down to the 45 out of bounds at the 45-yard line of the Blue Hawks.
Ball carried by Sikowski. No gain on the play to the 45-yard line.
And it'll be third down and five.
Fourth down.
Tackle by Driscoll.
Clock stopped at 6:24 because he was forced out of bounds. Now, punting situation. This will be the third punt of the game for Ravenna. Two successive punts here in the first period. Ravenna got the ball in the first period of the second half, third period. Ravenna got the ball by virtue of a Cremosta interception of a Xander Schmidt pass intended for Tino. That was the first turnover of the ball game. No, second turnover because Ravenna turned it over early on a running fumble.
That's right.
All right, so there's a little bit of a delay here. We didn't get a timeout, but we got a little bit of confusion here on the part of the officials.
This will be a big punt here, Craig, because if Ravenna can pin him deep again and just keep winning that field position battle, it'll be easier to sustain these drives, and you won't have to go from all the way from the 20 across.
Don't get Mike referees here, so I have no idea what that was all about. But now they wind the clock. We're ready for the punt. Sikowski gives it a ride. Again, he's kind of a low kick, but a nice kick. Brouillette has it at the 10. Jukes at the 10, 15. Goes to the near side of the field. Has a corner. Cuts inside. 20-yard line. Out to the 21-yard line is Brouillette. Penalty marker down.
Looked like he got him by the face. Maybe the horse collar there. He was kind of on his way down. Didn't know why we had to go up there on the top of the face mask. So you might be getting 15 more here.
6:11 as they stop the clock on that return penalty.
Nice move by Brulier, though. You can see his quickness getting to the corner there.
Yeah, it's like a water bug.
And one or two blocks
markers
away.
Markers way down there, too. So there's two penalty markers about 25, 30 yards apart.
See what we got here. The refs are talking to Ravenna. Maybe this is against St. Cecilia. I'm not sure, though.
Might be offsetting penalties and we do the whole thing over. Let's see. Like you said, we don't have a ref mic here, so we're going to have to. And we can't read lips.
Not getting a signal either. He's still talking with his other referees here.
All right. Now they're going to give us a signal here. Holding against Ravenna. Personal foul face mac against Ravenna.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't give them both. They're going to decide one or the other. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
They declined it, the hold penalty, so Ravenna was punting and then held. St. Cecilia declined that one. They'll take the 15 yards on top of the end of the run off the Brouillette run here. Get good field position here at the 30. It looks like 6-yard line.
36-yard line is where they will put the ball down. St. Cecilia huddling way back inside the 20 has a long way to go to the line of scrimmage. They go, oh, this is better than we thought. 6:11 as St. Cecilia takes over on their own 36-yard line.
Last drive was promising. They were moving the ball before the big turnover. See if they
Maryland
can keep their
I
momentum.
Is where Brouillette got that big run last time. They run out of that again. They feed it to him one more time. He's bunched up, though, at the line of scrimmage. Gets about 2 yards this time instead of 27.
Ball carried by Brouillette to the 39-yard line.
Clock under 6 minutes to go. Third period of play under the lights at Duncan back Field. Ravenna. St. Cecilia. Toe to toe here.
Perfect weather for a C2 battle here, Craig.
Oh, it's great for the players. A little chill in the air, so they're not going to get
over. That's football weather right
there.
Last
week we had, you know, the reps taking time out to hydrate the players. No such need tonight. Maryland I again. Everybody else in tight. Brouillette gets the feed from the deep back position. Falls forward across the 40 to about the 41-yard line. Boardman in on the tackle there for Ravenna.
There just doesn't seem to be the running lanes like we've seen in the past for Ravenna. For St. Cecilia, their size that you typically think of when you think of St. Cecilia, that size is gone, and the holes aren't there for Brouillette. Brouillette's a good player. He just can't find any running lanes.
Yep. We may see a very young Ravenna team finding itself here tonight early in the season. They had a 40-point win last week, but we weren't sure what that meant. I formation. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Grapple. He's got a first down and rumbles across midfield to the 45, 43, 41-yard line and stretches out inside the 40. What an effort by Joel Grapple there for St. Cecilia. And they get another set of downs.
Took about seven Ravenna Blue Jays to drag him down. He showed some speed, too. When he got his feet moving, he had some momentum, and then it took a while to get him down.
Now, I'm going to predicate this by saying I do not know the young man, but based on his attitude on defense in the first half and that run, he's in it to win it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to try and carry his team on that. We'll see what kind of success he might have in that as they come out in a Maryland eye again at the 40-yard line. First and 10, Brouillette looked like he had a little bit of a seam there, but Boardman came up nicely from the backer spot and pulled him down for about a 3-yard gain. That was a quick-looking three, but Boardman just put a knock on it.
Yeah, and the running lanes were there, but then Boardman, he's an all-stater. He wraps up well. He gets the play down. You know, it's kind of like a Grapple and Boardman. They're just mirror images of each other.
They really are. Big guys, 230 apiece, thereabouts, 210 for Grapple, I think 230 for Boardman. Second down coming, 70 yards to go. Now Ravenna jumps offside. Were they drawn offside? Let's see. It's going to go 5 one way or the other.
I think it was offside. Yep.
Offside against the Blue Jays, who are trying to get a little beat on that Ravenna, on that offense and stop whatever momentum the Blue Hawks have, but they're going to get marked back by 5. Second 2 coming.
St. Cecilia moved, but they were drawn. That's why they moved, because someone was in their zone.
Still no score. We've had 8 punts in this ball game. Five in the first half by St. Cecilia. They didn't punt in the second half. That was intercepted. That's how Ravenna got the ball back. Brilliant gets the handoff, and he's got the corner. Falls forward. He will have a first down and then some inside the 25. And we'll check the angle here. Looks like they're going to mark the ball at the 24-yard line and a first down for St. Cecilia. 3:35 to go, third period. Quick moving ball game here on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Second straight drive where St. Cecilia's run, you know, a formidable drive here. Nothing that's been quick punts, maybe one or two first downs. This has been two good drives here. Let's see if they can punch it in here. Hand off to Brouillette again, looks like.
And he will get down.
Ball carried by Brouillette.
For about a 7-yard, 8-yard gain, almost a 9-yard gain. He's down inside the 15-yard line. He's got to get inside the 14-yard line.
That
was calling up some scores here. Thanks for picking up that call, Jeff.
Yep.
It is Superior now trailing Wood River 7-0. Blue Hill still leading Donovan Trumbull 6-0. Overton 16-14. Over Silver Lake, Gilter 52, Hampton nothing. Gilter, Kennesaw next week. That ought to be another good one. Let's take a timeout here. We'll take 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5, no score against St. Cecilia. And the Ravenna Blue Jays on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second down coming here with short yardage for St. Cecilia. They took that timeout. Xander Schmidt under center. They're going to stick with the Pearl and I. Nodding that is really that crap full of big man up front. Driscoll, the middleman. Call out, handoff, Brilliant, cut back, stopped right at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got anything. Borden.
I think Ravenna took that timeout. Might have been a good timeout by them to just kind of keep their, you know, composure here. You know, you're letting St. Cecilia drive here. You played such a good first half and half of a third quarter that you take the timeout here. And it looks like it worked because Brilliant only got about a yard there.
Backs against the wall for one of the rare times tonight for the Ravenna Blue Jays defense. If you're just joining us, Ravenna, we don't have an official clock, but Ravenna must have controlled close to 18 of the 24 minutes played in the first half. The Blue Hawks just did not have the possession time. Brouillette now as they've come out and shown the Maryland eye for the first time here in the second half. Xander Schmidt kneels under center. Hand off Brouillette. Again, he's got some running room off the left side and flashes down inside the 5-yard line to the 4. Brouillette's having the game here in the third period.
Yeah, Brouillette last week had 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. Didn't get his first carry until the third quarter. And it looks like they should be giving him the ball a lot more here.
Well, he has the advantage of being that scat back size, and they put him in the Maryland eye in the deep position. And, you know, arguably 4 people in front of him in the backfield, plus the big old lineman there. Mm-hmm. It's hard to just sort him out, and then he's got a head of steam by the time he gets the ball. Here's Schmidt again now. First down, goal to go inside the 5-yard line. Hand off Brouillette. He's going to get down close to the goal line, into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Cecilia draws first blood here with a minute 41 to go in the third period of play. St. Cecilia is leading 6-0. As we have an injury report to bring you, Lance Schmidt is being helped to the bench. He's limping there. Schmidt was a defensive force for the Blue Hawks in the first half, and we're looking at him being examined by one of the team officials down there. And another man is down for the Blue Hawks inside the 5-yard line. Injury report brought to you by Hastings Physical Therapy. And we'll see. The next report, we hope, will be that these two young men are okay and back in the ball game. But right now, it's either a cramp or a twist And same thing on both people. I think it might be look like they're working out a cramp down there, mm-hmm. Jeff. I think.
Yeah, it looks like they are. The coaches are running out there, too.
That might be. That's either Michael Wynn or Sheehy down. I think it might be Michael Wynn. Sheehy's mostly on defense, and that was an offensive series. Nope, it is Sheehy getting up, and I think it was a cramp, and he's probably going to be just fine.
A little bit of a limp, but nothing we can't shake off.
Schmidt, we're watching right down in front of us. They're kind of checking him over a little bit.
A minute 41 to go here. We got our first score of the game. And what you think here, if you're Hastings St. Cecilia, you got the lead. You're going to hopefully hang on to win this ball game. And style points don't really matter. And there's no polls. There's no top 25 polls.
Right.
So it all comes down to the playoffs.
Xander Schmidt will do the kicking chores. Ball is held at the 15-yard line. The kick is up. And the kick is good by Schmidt. So a Brulette, 6, and a Schmidt point after. It is now St. Cecilia 7, Ravenna nothing. We'll see how the Blue Jays respond right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
About a 5-minute drive there off the clock by the Blue Hawks. They capped it with the 4-yard plunge by Brulette and a one-point PAT by Xander Schmidt, and a minute 41 to go here in the third period of play. It's Sikowski and Schott standing back in return position at the 10-yard line, and Michael Wynn will tee it up to give it a ride from the 40. What a great night. Just a beautiful color and pitch to the sky. The lights are on, and it is Friday night in Nebraska. Wow. All right, there you can hear the whistle. Wynn says he's ready. Everybody ready? There it goes. Short kick. Going to bounce. No, it's going to be taken in the air by Cremosta. Up man at the 35 and 37-yard line. He's forced out of bounds. We'll see if they spotted, but I think he got out to the 37. They may mark it back to the 35. That was a heads-up play again by Cremosta, who picked that short kick off like he did the pass against Schmidt in the first possession of the Blue Hawks in the second half. Now let's see whether or not the Ravenna Blue Jays, young, this is where maturity can help. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the youth can overcome.
Important drive here, because if you turn the ball over, you might just be
shot
done.
In the slot. Boardman takes the handoff from Cremosta, and he'll go all the way up to the 40-yard line. Good momentum there, and a first carry on that series by Boardman. That's just shy of 5 yards. Clock running at a minute 17 to go, third period of play. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks, after losing time of possession severely in the first half, now have drawn first blood. They're up 7-0. Single setback. Shot in the slot again, right side. Boardman gets the carry and then some. He's across the 50, 40. Boardman, 30-yard line. Pulled down by Tino. No, he gives him a stiff arm. 10-5. Boardman, touchdown, Ravenna. Wow.
61 yards by the big fella. You thought maybe he was down. He kept going.
Well, Tino came up there, and I thought, well, they're going to trip him up. But he just kind of flicked him off like a fly and kept rolling into the end zone. With 52 seconds to go in the third, responding to the touchdown by the Blue Hawks, Ravenna hands it off to the big guy, two successive carries, and they take it all the way to pay dirt. 52.8 seconds on the clock. And now let's see whether Ravenna will go for two or if they try for the extra point. Looks like they're going to go for two. I was asking about the kicker. I didn't get much enthusiasm as far as whether or not they felt confident there. Boardman, single setback. The handoff goes to Boardman, and from the 5-yard line, he'll be denied that 2 points. And it'll be with 52 seconds to go in the third period. It is St. Cecilia 7 and Ravenna 6. Back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel, with 52 seconds to go in the third. Sikowski gives it a ride on the kickoff. Brilliant comes up to take it at the 15, 20, 25. Brilliant breaks through at the 40. Brilliant 45, midfield, inside Ravenna territory. And a touchdown-saving tackle there by Nazica, a wide-out defensive back, special teams player for Ravenna. Nice tackle there, or it would have been Katie bar the door.
We had about 3.5 quarters of nothing. Just no real substance to this game. And then bang, bang, and then that kickoff almost made it a third straight score.
These guys are going to kill the old man here, my golly. It's Maryland I under center. And Xander Schmidt has a first and 10. Sets Brulliet in motion out of that Maryland eye to the right side. Almost loses the ball. Puts it on his hip. Gives it off to Driscoll. Avery Driscoll gets some nice yardage, though. About 7 yards on that first carry. Mm-hmm. Now they mark it back about a 5-yard gain. Actually, second down and 5 coming. Caldwell comes back into the lineup with the play from Carl Tesmer's gang.
I think if you're Hastings St. Cecilia, you got to give Brulliet the ball. He's been carrying you this whole second quarter.
Small he is compared to the other backs. He's got to be hard to find at ground level. He goes in motion now. He sets out to the right side. They hand it up this time to Groffel, and Groffel is going to fight his way to the 40. He's got to get down to the 39-yard line, and he's almost there just on sheer determination.
Well, this will be very close. He might be just a little bit short depending on the spot.
The Blue Hawks with a touchdown drive, answered quickly by the Ravenna Blue Jays. The only difference is the conversion.
8-yard line.
And it's 7-6, and they're battling toe-to-toe. 54, no, wait a minute, that's 5 seconds to go in the third period. I'm going to say, this we've been at the 50-second mark. That's 5.4 seconds to go here.
Bringing out the chains.
In the third period of play, a third down measurement coming. See whether Grapple got the first down. Got a better view this time on this measurement. They haven't stretched the chains yet. And he's going to be short. Short by about 2 football lengths.
Third down here. You would think that this play has got Garaffel's name written all over it.
They're sending Brulette in motion.
Mm-hmm.
To the right side. And they're setting something up. I'm not sure what.
I think what they're trying to do with that is to get, you know, the way that Brulette's been hurting them, try and get your strong side defense away from the ball, and they're going to run a counter to the left here and use Graffel, because you've seen Graffel has some speed.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of the third period of play. It's been a good one here. 7-6, St. Cecilia leading the Ravenna Blue Jays by a point on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a minute.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we got 12 minutes to go in regulation. 12 to go in regulation. 76, Blue Hawks over the Blue Jays. Blue Jays ball now. Or no, check that. I'm sorry. Lost it. Xander Schmidt at the 40. He's going to sneak it forward for the first down. And the Blue Hawks pick it up in a fresh set of downs now. So after, what did we say, eight punts and a couple of turnovers, we've had two successive scoring drives here. One, a methodical one by the Blue Hawks, and then an explosive one as they handed off two times to the big guy, Boardman. And big Josh Boardman, 230 pounds of him, as Len Berman would say, rumbling, stumbling all the way down to the end zone for a touchdown. Conversion was not any good. That's why there's a one-point deficit there. Hand off to Brulette. Brulette, right side, cuts back, and then he is, boom, hit. That's speaking of Boomer. He's knocked down by Tyler Douglas with some authority there, and it's a short gain on something that could have gone a long way. Looked like second down coming, and 7 yards to go. Lance Schmidt is up and walking around. An injury report on the good side, we can say, brought to you by Hastings Physical Therapy. 11:15 to go here in the third period, in the fourth period, in the ball game. With the clock running, Maryland eye again. It's a wrinkle that Carl Tesmer put in the second half. He's been working a little better. Brulette takes the handoff from the deep back position. He'll be knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. He was trying to pick his way forward, but the Blue Jays would have nothing to do with it. They strung it out, and Sikowski comes up and sticks him.
Well, Brulette, he's trying to use the speed. He's trying to stretch this play, and he's getting close every time. But just that time, good penetration by the Ravenna defense. If you want to see, I want to see Brulette maybe cut that up north, get 3 or 4 more yards instead of trying to stretch it out for a touchdown.
He would have liked that too, but I don't think I don't think he had the chance.
The way the Ravenna defense
Ravenna was
playing,
like a picket fence there on defense. He had nowhere to turn to. Maryland eye. Brulette dots the eye, goes in motion now to the right side, whistles blow, laundry down, and I think we got a motion against St. Cecilia. And we do. Five back against the Blue Hawks, and it's going to be third down and better than 10.
That's their third false start of the game, their fourth penalty overall for negative 25 yards. It's not typically what you see out of a Carl Tesmer.
I'll tell you, this is the third game of the season. We did a week zero, and then last week Hastings and Northwest. The week before was Pleasanton and Kennesaw. I've had surprisingly few penalties for this young in the season, so credit to paying attention to the fundamentals and the coaching and paying attention to those signals. I formation. Again, Brulette goes in motion to the left side on the crossbuck. They give it to Driscoll, and he's going to get hammered right at the line of scrimmage as shooting through there. I think that was Boardman again. Boy, he's having a ball game tonight. I think he shot through from the backer spot and stopped him for about a yard loss. It's 4th and 15 to go now for St. Cecilia. This will be interesting to see what kind of punt they can get off and try and pin Ravenna back deep in their own territory. Shot. And Sikowski trying their best not to make that happen. Wynn standing at his 45-yard line. The return men back inside their five. They're hoping for a touchback. High kick. Sikowski calls for a fair catch, and he moves forward with it. And I don't think they're going to call him on anything, but he took it.
Fair punt by Sikowski.
You saw that.
Yeah, shouldn't have called him a fair catch. There was a punt. There was a running lane.
Ooh, I hate it when I do that. But he did call for the fair catch. They're going to spot the ball inside the 15-yard line, but it was not as bad field position-wise as it could have been for Ravenna. And it accomplished the task for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia as well. 9:13 to go now as Ravenna will take over for the first time since their long touchdown rumble by Boardman. Boardman, the single setback.
slots both ways, he'll get the call and he'll get stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
But the way that this game is going, Craig, I don't know how many more possessions there are going to be. This might be the key drive for Ravenna here.
Ravenna at their 15. Get it out to... Well, they get it out to about the 15. Actually, they're about the 13-yard line originally.
Gain of about 8:47
to go in this one, in regulation at least. 7-6 your score. St. Cecilia by one over the Blue Jays. A much tighter game than we perhaps erroneously thought coming in. I formation. They give it to Sikowski from the tailback slot. Gets across the 15-16 and across the 20-yard line. My gosh, he got almost out to the 25. He's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where they put the stick. It's third down and about 2 yards to go. So a manageable third down situation for Cremosta and company at 8:13 to go in the fourth period.
Big third down here. Third and about two. You know, they've got the momentum here. We'll see if they can cash it in. Got a whistle here, though. Timeout.
Timeout is called by Ravenna. So let's take a minute here with 8:02 to go in the ball game. It is 7-6 St. Cecilia over Ravenna by a point on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
First down for Ravenna on a handoff from Cremosta to Boardman. And moves the ball out to the 30-yard line. So having a big guy like that to crash through, get you out of the shadows of your own goalpost. Now they can open the offense a little bit more without fear of turning it over deep in their own territory. Blue Hawks are looking to grab that ball back. You're right, not many possessions here.
Yeah.
If they could get a turnover, that would add plus one on their side. I formation wide to the right side. Handoff goes to Sikowski. Man, he is hammered in the backfield. Sikowski, who could have been the quarterback on this team, too good to keep off the field, is the running back. It was a real tight battle for quarterback. Cremosta came out ahead, and Mark Hudson, I think, was just kind of hoping that he and his staff picked right as far as their depth chart. The inexperience factor is one, you know, high school players, you just don't absolutely know. And looks like he picked right.
Like you said, you want to keep both players on the field. You want to get your athletes out there, your best players. Oh, we got
in the
movement.
Gun for most, and there's some movement here, and it looks like it might be Ravenna being called on a procedure call, and they didn't quite get set. That was just ugly.
Yeah.
We're at 6:53 to go in regulation. St. Cecilia by a point over Ravenna.
If you're St. Cecilia here, you might be trying to strip the ball here a little bit, get that turnover here that you haven't seen all game.
That marks the ball all the way back inside the 25. Ravenna has to get up to their 40-yard line. They've got to go better than 15 to get a first down here, and they've got two downs to do it. Here comes one of them. Shot in motion, left to right. Cremosta against the grain, gets it out to Techmeyer, the tight end. He's got some running room, and a penalty marker is down. We'll see what that's all about. There might have been a block to the back there by McAlvey. We'll see. McAlvey was out there convoying Techmeyer. It's a hold, and I think that's going to be that might not be against him necessarily. It could have been a hold anywhere. But the hold came over near the reception on the near sideline, so I'm going to guess that's what it is. And that's going to mark Ravenna back even farther. Wow. Giltner 58-0 over Hampton. Loomis over Pleasanton 41-8. Overton over South Loop 16-14.
Spot penalty. Ball will be marked back to the 18-yard line.
Ball at the 18. They got to get up to the 40.
Nice play call, though. That screen, they had second three on one. They had the thing, but you held, and now you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Shotgun. Cremosta back to pass. Fires. Got a man, and that's Techmeyer again. His second consecutive catch. Gets some of that penalty yardage back.
Pass from Cremosta.
But it's going to be a fourth down coming.
Tackle by Clark.
And a punting situation. Oh, they don't flip it. It's third down coming. Okay. So the Blue Jays, that's right, there was a penalty.
Yep.
So they got that down back. So third down and about 12 to go. Ravenna has a possibility of the first down, but at least they get a little bit of that field position back from their standpoint. Trips left side, rolling left, looking downfield, firing. Got a man! It's Sikowski, first down! Wow! What a nice pitch catch.
What a throw. Big time throw. Past the sticks, too. That was a great job of running the route. Great job of hitting the route. Big third down conversion. Keeping this drive alive. Keeping this game alive for Ravenna.
Cremosta has a little bit of that Scott Frost delivery in him. Yeah. It's kind of that low slung arm, but he gets it done. He marches up now with some authority under center. He's got slots both ways. Boardman, the lone setback. Hand off to the big guy. Rumbles across the 50-yard line. Battles down to the 49. 48 still going to the 45-yard line. Josh Boardman, a load there. Lance Schmidt, who was hurt earlier, got him, and he comes up a little bit limp again. 5:12 to go in this one. Another first down for the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Just kept firing those legs, kept chugging and chugging, got the 10 yards and moving those chains. Great last few plays for Ravenna.
Both teams, go ahead.
Yep, 5:12 to go. This is going to be a barn burner here.
Both teams came into this 1-0, beating their opponents last week by 40. We didn't know what to expect. Ravenna lacking a lot of upperclassmen experience, but Cremosta has been brilliant at quarterback, and Boardman outstanding as the big fullback gets the call again down inside the 40. Wow. And on defense, Boardman's had a great game, too.
I got Boardman right now unofficially for 93 yards with those legs. He just keeps
those
wearing.
Those 61 yards kind of help.
Yeah,
that
helps. Wearing down the Hastings St. Cecilia defensive front.
And you mentioned something, too, earlier, Jeff, and that was pretty astute, is that St. Cecilia just is not as big this year as they've been
right.
In years past. I mean, you got to live with it, but they're just not as big as they had been. Second down, 5 coming. Slots both ways. Cremosta fakes the handoff, keeps it, goes up the hole himself. Off tackle, he's got a first down again inside the 30-yard line, down to about the 27-yard line.
Great play call there, and even better execution by Cremosta. Real athletic, got north and south, got his first down. Tremendous play. Got a whistle here, too.
They're waving the clock to stop.
Timeout.
Timeout being called by the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, who still have a 7-6 lead. But right now, Ravenna is on the drive. Don't go away. We're at KLIQFM.com. We'll be right back. Partials coming in here. Wood River leading Superior 15-0. Blue Hill over Donovan Trumbull 20-6. Central Catholic 7-3 over Ord in the fourth. Minden 14-3 in their game. In the second quarter, Adams Central over Clayton or
Wilbur Claytonia.
Wilbur Claytonia, I'm sorry. 14-3. Central Catholic over is that Columbus Scotus? 14-7. Kearney Catholic beating up on St. Paul 35-6. 4:23 to go here in this ball game. I formation out. Boardman is the up man. Sikowski is the tailback. Shot wide left side. Cremosta feeds to the tailback Sikowski, and he'll get stood up right at the line of scrimmage. We'll do it again. Second down and 10 from the line of scrimmage.
Gain of 1 to the 27.
Looks like he got about a yard there. And the clock's ticking. It'll be under 4 minutes when this next ball is snapped. So we said it at the beginning of the drive that this might be the last drive, and it looks like it will be.
Boardman stands alone in the backfield. Slots both ways. Sikowski and shot. Handoff goes to Boardman. He battles ahead for another three, four, maybe 5 yards. It'll bring up third down and 3-plus yards to go. The ball is spotted outside the 20-yard line. They have to get down to about the 18-yard line for a first down. So third down, 5 to go for the young Blue Jays.
Four down territory here, I believe. So you've got two cracks at getting these 5 yards.
Shot slot right side. Sikowski left side. Boardman up the middle. And he'll fight for yardage. He's going to be real close. We might have yet another measurement. We've had more measurements in this high school game than I've seen in a lot of contests combined.
It looks like he'll be just short, though.
But I think you're right. Fourth down and about 1 yard to go. And the Ravenna Blue Jays have no thought other than going for it here inside the 20-yard line of St. Cecilia. They're down by a point, 7-6. St. Cecilia, methodical drive, capped by a point after touchdown by Xander Smith. Then a 61-yard rumble for a touchdown by Josh Boardman. The point after attempt, the two-point conversion failed, and that's the only deficit in this ball game is that 1 point. Otherwise, this has been a great ball game to watch. Ravenna dominated time of possession in the first half, forcing St. Cecilia to 5 punts. They forced a turnover in the early going here on an interception in the second half. What a brilliant ball game, really, here in the third week of the season.
Fourth down and about half football to go here. Do you do a quarterback sneak or do you keep giving it to the big man?
I don't know. I think you keep doing it till they stop it. Boardman has not been stood up for no gain much tonight. St. Cecilia's going to give me a little chance to think about it. We're going to take a timeout here. 1 minute. For a pause for the cause, no, it's 7-6. Ravenna coming back with their fourth down play in 1 minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This is a big one, fourth down and one to go, Ravenna. Lines it up here. They've got Boardman as the lone setback, but they got wides both ways. And they're going to let the quarterback fake the handoff, go back up, a procedure call. And is that going to be against Ravenna? Let's see. Penalty markers are down. Procedure call, motion, Ravenna. They'll move it back 5 yards. And so that makes a huge penalty against the Blue Jays. A big sigh of relief for Blue Hawk fans here.
We were talking off air what we think we do. I said we should sneak it. You said they should give it to Boardman, but you said they'd probably do exactly what they did, and it worked, but they just shot themselves with that penalty.
And what they tried to do was fake it to Boardman, then have Promosa go back in the line himself. He would have gotten the yardage had it not been for the penalty. Promosa keeps it again. He's close to a first down. He's fighting for the first down. Let's see if he got there. He had to get inside to about the 15. I think he got it.
I think he did, too, and I thought he was stuck. I thought they were going to get him in the backfield, but he shot up that hole, the only hole he had, and he rode it and just barely got that first down.
What's happening here is these teams believing in their coaches. When the coaches coach you to keep your feet moving until you're on the ground on the part of the quarterback and the fullback, that's what they're doing. slots both ways. Single setback Boardman gets the feed, and he'll get about 3 or 4 yards as he gets down close to the 10-yard line. This is huge. 2.5 to go in the ball game in regulation. We're not going to have a tie. It's going to be in the ball game here with a point deficit.
Second down and 7.
Ravenna is driving on St. Cecilia just outside the 10-yard line. It is second down, 8 yards to go. Again, they spread it out. Slots both ways. Under center, Cremosta. Hand off Boardman. Takes the inside route and hammers down inside the 10-yard line. So that'll be a carry of about 3 yards. And it's going to be third down and a short 5 to go. The ball is spotted right at the 10-yard line of St. Cecilia. Again, you got to figure 4-down territory.
Under 2 minutes to go here with 2 more cracks at it and then maybe a fresh set of downs. This is it. There is no more possessions after this game.
They got Techmeyer split way out wide to the right. Shot in the slot right side. Under center, Cremosta. Single setback, Boardman. He'll get the. They fake it to him. Cremosta tries to keep it around the right side. He's stopped. It'll bring up another 4th down and 5+ yards to go now as he actually lost about 2 yards. We're going to call it 4th down and 6, and the Blue Jays have to go for it.
I don't know why. What kind of. Hastings State Cecilia knew that Boardman was going to get the ball, and they spread him 4 wide each way. And I don't know why they did that. They should have just done something else, maybe an option play.
I think we'll just keep it here. The timeout is being called by Ravenna. We'll keep it here so we don't miss that that call. Again, getting you set up with some other scores here. I had a Kearney score earlier. Kearney is leading Lincoln Southwest in the fourth quarter 19-6. Aurora throttling Seward 35-0. McCook over Northwest 13-6. Northwest looked really good last week against the Hastings Tigers. But they're down by 7 in the fourth quarter to McCook. Lexington over Gehring 16-14. And Hastings is down 7-6 at Alliance. That's a late starter. I think they kicked just an hour ago, right, Jeff?
Yeah, that was a Alliance out there in the Mountain Time. And that was an 8 o'clock central kick. Big fourth down here, Craig.
It could have been a UCLA. It's so late, by golly. We'll have that game tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5, 6:30 kickoff central time. It's about 3:30 in the afternoon out there on the coast. Alliance, I'm not sure.
Right,
Boardman single setback is standing in the gun with Cremosta. Cremosta back to pass, fires, end zone, can't get Sikowski, incomplete, and they turn it over on downs. That was a gutsy call, but came up empty for the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Gutsy call. I think it was the correct call because the play was there. He just missed his receiver. You can't make all the plays. There's a minute 26 to go here.
They started all the way back at their 15-yard line, remember, with 8:47 on the clock. That is a 7-minute possession. And again, Ravenna dominating the clock and trailing by 1 on the scoreboard. St. Cecilia needs to run this one out or get a score and hang on. They're deep in their own territory at the 10. They hand it off to Brouillette. Brouillette gets a little breathing room, not a whole lot.
I don't know how many timeouts Ravenna has, but it might just be too little too late. If they do get the ball back, it's going to be with under 10 seconds to go. So
second down and 10.
All you got to do, St. Cecilia, is not turn the ball over.
There won't be a big scoring summary tonight. We've had 2 touchdowns in the ball game, 1 apiece. The difference being the leg of Xander Schmidt, who put it through for a 7-6 lead. Xander under center now at the 10-yard line. Hands off. Grable, no. Is that Brouillette? Brouillette again with on the carry, the deep back possession, and he gets up close and beyond the first down marker. Let's see. Nope, he's going to be about 4 yards shy on that. Third down and about 4 yards to go. Under the lights at Duncan Field, a beautiful night from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Clock at 21 seconds. And the Blue Hawks looks like they're going to escape here, but they got a snootful from the Ravenna Blue Jays, young but playing like a bunch of seniors. Boy, these guys, Bob Jensen seems to know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Handoff goes to Brouillette, and he gets a first down, and there's 4 seconds to go. They'll kneel it. They'll take it. It's a win. It'll go two wins and no losses for the Blue Hawks. 1-1 for Ravenna. But holy smokes, what an effort here by a young Ravenna team and their brilliant sophomore quarterback, Blake Promosta, who just drove this thing like a Porsche. I mean, he ran that offense. Misfired on the attempt for the touchdown on their last offensive play, but it was a gutty call and really not a long miss. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, wrap things up from Duncan Field on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
You have... and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from REI of Nebraska.
Executing the offense. Defensively, it'd be interesting to talk to the Ravenna coaching staff about what they did there because they stopped a pretty potent St. Cecilia offense, too. As the assistant coach is here for Ravenna, we do our little dance here to get them down. Nice game, coach, so seriously, good deal. St. Cecilia's Carl Tesmer down on the field with his team. And a point victory is as good as 100 points. As you said, there's no rating system here like college football where it's any big deal one way or the other. So they'll take the win, but I think they learned a little bit tonight about how to buckle down and take it to the other team because they stood there and allowed Ravenna to dominate time of possession for most of the first half, and then a huge 7-minute possession at the end of the ball game, and the Blue Hawks indeed victorious, but fortunate to be that way based on possession time, anyhow.
And not only possession time, but total yards. Ravenna outgained Hastings St. Cecilia by a total of 244 to 151. So they not only outpossessioned them, they outgained them, they punched them in the mouth, they shot themselves in the foot with a couple of offside penalties that might have come back to hurt. But if you're Ravenna, I don't know if you expected to win this game, so you came away with exactly what you were kind of expecting. But you've got to be happy with your performance, and to only lose by one, I think you take so much away from this game that you would have never thought you could have only 2 hours ago.
Let me say this. Put this forth. Mark Hudson probably had exactly the right attitude. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Therefore, he didn't put a lot of pressure on his players. He didn't say, we're underdogs here, you got to come up strong. He let it happen. You know, he just let it unfold, and Blake Promosta came up and executed as flawlessly as you could expect a sophomore quarterback to do. And knowing that, as we heard in the pregame, that he is personally a student of the game. Yeah, he played like, he played like a coach's kid. You know, he played like the high school equivalent of a Colt McCoy, you know, who's been around football all his life. And his coach said exactly that. He watches football. He pays attention. He listens to the broadcast. He watches the teams and in person and things like that. And I just can't, again, say enough. Hats off to St. Cecilia. You know, good programs find a way to win. They found a way to win. Mm-hmm. They put the stop. They held on to the one-point win, and they walk away undefeated here as they progress in their season. But hats off, mainly because we love to see a good ball game, and we love to have one that we hope you at home enjoyed and in the cars enjoyed here tonight because we sure enjoyed bringing it to you. Jeff?
Yep, this was a great game. It sucks, Craig, that somebody had to lose this game.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it was Ravenna. But if you're Ravenna, the bus ride home is when you think about this game. And as soon as you get home, you start thinking about North Platte St. Pat's. That's who they got next week. You build off this game. You look at the film. You said, this is what we did well against the number two team in the state. We're going to build off this. We're going to be better. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to use this game as a turning stone. And if you're Hastings St. Cecilia, forget about this game. Move on to the next game. Get through your district schedule. Get in the film room and work on it in practice. But both teams favored to win their districts. Both teams favored probably to do well in the playoffs. This is exactly This was playoff football, it felt like. Great game.
Players are walking slowly off the field, but not with their heads down. They had a nice team meeting there. Both of them did. At the respective 20-yard lines are being met by their respective fans. And on this beautiful night for football, they walk away going, you know what? That's the way it ought to be, a tightly, well-played ball game. Not many penalties, a couple of critical ones, but certainly a clean ball game here for both Mark Hudson and Carl Tesmer as they measured up their teams here in their second game of the season. The week zero kind of throws things off. It's week three for us, week two for these particular teams, as we had a week zero broadcast. Brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, sponsors of our Husker broadcast booth. Husker Power Products, home of LP diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. For when you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. And when you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. That's going to do it. Again, your final score, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia hanging on, 1-point win over the Ravenna Blue Jays, 7-6. For Jeff Babel, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for joining us on KLIQ-FM, KLIQFM.com. Have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.